Chair, the Tibet Bureau and the Tibetan Women's Association thank the committee for this briefing opportunity. The discriminatory policies and practices by China in Tibet have impacted Tibetan women disproportionately. Over 1 million of Tibetan children aged 6 to 18 are forcibly removed from their parents and sent to residential schools aimed to assimilate Tibetan children into Han majority culture. The harassment and sexual abuses in these residential schools in Tibet are alarming. Tibetan rights defenders are silenced and suppressed systematically. For instance, Tibetan women's rights defenders, Yishe Chodun, Gombokyi, Rinchenki, and many more, were arrested, arbitrarily detained, and imprisoned in connection to their human rights work in Tibet. Between 2017 and 2018, over 1,000 of Tibetan nuns from Yachengar, one of the largest Tibetan Buddhist learning centers for female Buddhist practitioners, were evicted from the center, subjecting them to military drill training sessions. Three Tibetan nuns, Rigzing Dolma, Tsering Dolma, Samgi, committed suicide due to constant harassment by the Chinese authorities. Since 2009, 159 Tibetans in Tibet, including girls and women, have self-immolated as a political protest against Chinese repression in Tibet. The well-being and whereabouts of Dajin Chodun, mother of the enforced disappeared 11th Panchen Lama of Tibet, Gendun Chöking Yima, remains unknown for 28 years now. We urge the committee to press China to stop persecution and discrimination against Tibetans, including women and girls, to allow Tibetan children to learn its culture, language, and religious traditions, to stop its discriminatory policies and suppression of Tibetan women, which have led to a cycle of protests and unrest in Tibet. Thank you once again for this opportunity.